us.
What's going on?
What's up?
All right.
Y'all sound so great.
Got another episode. Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm G-Man.
I'm Ro.
All right, fellas. How's y'all, you know, how was y'all week?
Mine's still rolling, but ain't too bad.
Yeah. Okay. Mine's still rolling, too. I got these dang gone people doing my flow. So, they had to redo my flow and all that stuff like that because they messed up. So now they trying to get it done, but they own the last room, so it's like five of them working. So
okay,
but yeah, rest in that, I'm good.
All right.
How about yours?
Mine pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain. You know, got me a new car, so excited about that.
Oh yeah.
But tonight's episode, I think I'm Barbara Walters, Larry King.
Now you gotta wrap it like.
I'm gonna let you go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
No, you got it.
Barbara Walters, Larry King, Landon Stories, Fail Research Under God. All right. So, yeah. How did you come up with this topic there, bro?
Oh, I woke up literally at 2 in the morning laughing. And that song was playing in my head. And I was like, that sounds about right. Fuck it. Let's go ahead and throw that up there. And I was already looking at the little the recap of that Al Capone joint. So I was like, let me throw this over here.
Okay.
That's all. Well, it wasn't nothing too crazy.
Well, to me also, there was a situation that was brought to my attention that somebody was trying to initially do a show and have a panel where they were gonna have like a few of my exes on here to try to, I guess, put me on blast about stuff, but it didn't work.
What?
So I'm gonna leave it at that.
What? I mean,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said.
What is going on? God dang, people.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, God dang.
Whoever this person was, they was trying to be Sally Jesse Raphael and have a whole bunch of women in the panel trying to come for me, but it didn't work out like that. So,
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Old Sally.
You know what I'm saying?
Are hitting episode of Hard Copy.
Exactly. For a minute, I thought it was going to be Dateline NBC.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
It was a cool, brisk night in Lancaster, South Carolina. Go ahead, man. Why'd you even, you know what I'm saying? Why'd you in my business? Why are you so focused on anybody I dealt with in my past?
Because you're the Tinder swindler.
I'm the way. Yeah, somebody reached out to me this week and told me that somebody reached out to them about doing a show or whatever, or getting on their platform or whatever to try to like.
You're kidding me.
Put me on blast. I'm not.
I mean, like, what is really wrong with these people, man? Like, God dang, leave well enough alone. Dang, what is going on?
So then, you know, I had to, You know I had to tell Roe, so yeah. You throw that into the mix, and here we go with this topic. So my thing is, my question to y'all is, why? Why do you have to try to take something that far when there was no need to take it that far? Because then it still isn't blown up in your face because you never did do that particular show. So why? Didn't think it was going to get back to me, huh? It did. Anything said about me, it gets back to me at some point. So. But.
That sounds like Stockholm.
You stupid. You stupid. And because we were busy this week, that's why, you know what I'm saying, we didn't talk about it the other day when we was going over some of the future plans of the podcast. I wanted to just say something in the show to let you be surprised. Me and Ro laughed about it for how long that morning when I told you. I want to say we laughed by half the morning.
Yeah.
That's still like, hey, you know what? I can honestly say it really don't shock me what people try to do these days. You know what I'm saying? The saddest part about it, if they don't have anything else to do in their life than to worry about what somebody else, who someone else was dealing with and trying to get them on a, you know, a podcast or a show and all that stuff like that, then that's kind of sad, man. I mean, like, literally kind of sad.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I didn't know what it was. With the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I figure I'd go ahead and put that out there. You know what I'm saying?
I guess one of them things, like, you know what, when you ain't got nothing really going on, you got so much free time on your hands, and you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot to dedicate.
Yeah, that's what exactly. I'm saying. I mean, like, you don't,
that's crazy.
What's next? What is next?
Oh man. Y'all kind of stuck right now, huh?
Like I said earlier, nothing can shock me of what people do these days. You know what I mean? A lot of people, they do a lot of stuff. They go to work and they steal gas cards, or they go to work and they steal people's identity. I mean, it's so much crazy stuff that's going on now. You know what I mean? So for a person to actually take their time to try to say, hey, I'm going to call all this man X and try to get them on the show. Who is that benefiting? I mean, like, let's just be real right now. Who is that benefiting? Is it benefiting you? Is it benefiting them? Is it benefiting person? You know what I mean? Like I said, it's not going to benefit you. It's not not going to benefit you. I mean, like, what? I mean, like, I am shocked, man. I'm dumbfounded right now. This is crazy. I mean,
what?
What's the name of the guy? Geraldo?
Where is Geraldo?
Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, Lord. I can't. I don't even have nothing to say now.
Old Montel. You know what I'm saying? You're just trying to come at me with a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah. Montel, you can go Arsenio Hall.
Donahue.
I don't know. But they kind of giving me Wendy Williams vibes.
Ricky Lake. Lord.
Oh, shit. Oh, definitely Ricky Lake.
Yo, Yeah. So. But real quick, for what we talked about last Saturday, just real quick, we're not gonna like dive into sports tonight, but I saw a clip where they talked to one of the coaches, because you know the running back left, Dylan, he left Colorado.
Yep.
We went to transfer for them. And the first thing the coach said was, what the problem is, because they brought in a running back from Ohio State, then they got another running back. It was like nobody wants to fight for their position. That was what one of the assistant coaches said. How true that is, don't know. But
he also lost Hankerson too.
Mm-hmm.
So he lost Hankerson, the one who used to be with him from Jackson State, and he racked up over 1,000 or something yards of all purpose yards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He lost him too. You got to remember, these time and ages, man. Like when I used to be on a basketball team, and I'm just talking about myself right quick. So when I used to be on a basketball team, I started off on JV, right? So I know for a fact I was the best player. Now that's what I said in my mind. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you know in your mind you're the best player. In your mind, now you actually go out there, you do 100. You know what I mean? But you have somebody else that can jump a little bit higher. You can have somebody else that can dribble better than you. You can have somebody else that can actually dang gonna shoot free throws or you know 3-pointers better than you. You know what I mean? So I just had a good talent. You know, when I was, you know, in JV before going to varsity, I just had a good talent of jumping and getting rebounds and dunking. You know what I'm saying? I probably did probably one or two dunks the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I could jump. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you tell me I could shoot 3-pointers, I couldn't, but I could back somebody out and I can actually shoot over them. What I'm trying to say is that they brought in this guy from New York, and him and I, he was like 6 foot. I probably was like 5'9" at the time, and all 5'8" at the time. He was like 6 foot, but he could dribble. He can shoot the threes and all that stuff like that. So coach pulled me aside. He said, I'm gonna split time with him being a point guard. And then, cause I was small forward. He said, I'll split the time with him being a point guard and him moving a small forward. So I said, why he can't, and I asked the coach, I said, why he can't be just split time with point guard and shooting guard? And coach said, well, that position locked down. You know what I mean? And after all, like a couple years went by, I forgot that was his stepson. You know what I'm saying? That's why that position was locked down. So what I'm trying to get at is that people got favorites. You know what I'm saying? And when you got favorites and all that stuff like that, there's nothing you could do about it. You know what I'm saying? Playing time, you know what I mean? If I'm the number one running back, why are you bringing in another? I got two other backup behind me. You know what I'm saying? Who getting good playing time? Why are you going to bring in the guy from Ohio State or the guy from Toledo or the guy from Dangon, South Mexico? You get what I'm saying? Why are you bringing in all the guys? You know what I mean? Because, you know, you control the narrative of that portal. You know what I'm saying? If they come to visit, you be like, man, that position already fixed. We got 19 people on that. Like the wide receiver, man, they got dang on like 12 people to be wide receiver. They got dang on 10 people to be a punter and a kicker and a field goal kicker. Come on, Colorado.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm trying to get at with this? Basically, I'm just saying is that when you already got people, and I thought Dylan Edwards was his player, because remember now, he used to play with Prime when Prime was the, you know, little coach, you know, Pee Wee coach, you know, Prime know Dylan Edwards, you know? So for him to actually just get up and leave to try to get some playing time, that should tell you a lot right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was just something that I saw. earlier this week.
I'm gonna ask you what y'all think about that rumor about Dawn Staley and the Charlotte Hornets.
Hey, they need to make that happen.
I ain't heard that.
I seen it on my site this morning. About to get ready for work. Said it's just a rumor, though.
Well, yeah, that's
would
a good
that be,
rumor.
Would that be the best move, though?
No, that won't be the best move for her. You know why? Because she can control her narrative right now with them young kids. You got to remember now, they ain't paying them coaches like they paying them dang on players, man. You got LaMelo Ball making, what, $30, $40 million a year? How you could tell him stop dribbling and pass the ball? Stop taking them dang on three-pointers at the dang on logo? How you tell? I mean, and I'm only making $5 million. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a woman at the. Stop! Timeout. Can you imagine getting cursed out in the dang on timeout?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just saying, like. So for her, she need to stay where she at. She's the number two, number one person out of all the ladies in South Carolina, top paid. So she's a top paid person in South Carolina. She racked up a bunch of bonuses last year. And then her staff is doing, none of her staff went anywhere to actually get a job someplace else. So she's doing, I mean, like, really? And then she got dang on Edwards coming from Camden. She got, I mean, like, man, I would not go anywhere. I would try to win two or three more national championships. And then I would be like, man, I'm done. I done did it. You know what I'm saying? But I would not go, and that just me now.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I mean, you got to think about it. Sometimes it's better to, like, okay, when you look at Coach K. Coach K, he could have left Duke, and he, you know what I'm saying, the Lakers wanted him at one point and all this other stuff, but he chose to stay with college basketball. Because like you said, it's hard to try to tell someone that's making more than you what to do.
That's right.
And he rather, like, you know what I'm saying, stay where, you know, and that's why he never left. Because for the longest, they was trying to link Coach K and the Lakers back in, you know what I'm saying, I want to say, man, in the 2000s.
Yeah.
So –
they want, but that's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up. You know why Coach K really didn't leave that? Because guess what? He was actually coaching the Olympics team. So he had to deal with these dang on divas at the Olympic team. And by him dealing with them then, he probably said, man, these guys are some dang on divas. I cannot leave college to actually go coach these guys. Now, look, he got a taste of his medicine dealing with them in the practice. When they were, you know, practicing for the Olympics. Think about that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. You see some of these coaches, man, none of them going to – I mean, like, if they experience the deal – like, dealing with some of these diva player, then, you know, I don't blame them. I would not leave. You know?
Yeah.
So Coach K, he had the best of two worlds. He seen the college – then he's seen the NBA through the eyes of the Olympics. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of crazy out there, man. I mean, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, before we dive into something else, so we don't talk about sports the whole time, was everybody... You know, everybody has their NFL team or whatever. Was anybody happy with, you know, what their team drafted last night in the first round?
I'm not going to lie. I don't even know.
You don't know who y'all got?
Wait, I think his name is Chop something.
Mm-hmm.
But
hey, brother, you know the saddest part about that, man. Now, somebody told me this at work today. Somebody said, hey, I know last year you had, like, Cleveland, who they drafted. I said nobody. It was like, they didn't drive. I mean, like, they started laughing. Man, that's your team. I said, I like the team. You know, I was a, you know, yeah, I was a bandwagon. You know what I mean? I liked the team. You know what I'm saying? I liked them at the beginning because you know, they had, well, I won't even say why I liked them at the beginning, but I had just liked the team. So this, they didn't draft anybody. So they was like, man, we got Caleb. I said, I thought you was I was telling the guy, I said, I thought you were a Carolina Panther fan. He said, yeah, we got Caleb. I said, no, Chicago got Caleb. I said, you got to remember now, y'all trade y'all right to get Bryce. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't even know. He thought they got Caleb. I said, oh, Lord.
Why would that one? And see that? And like I said, that in itself doesn't make sense because you just got Bryce. Why would you go back into the draft?
He been sipping on some syrup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the defensive end, Chop Robinson from Penn State.
Do you know Chop?
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
We got a corner. We got a corner from Clemson. That's who we got. The Ravens. That's who they got.
Well, from what I read is that your boy Dabble texted him and said, take him, and they took him. That's what I heard now. And that's what I'm reading right now. It said Dabble text Ravens and say, take this guy, the cornerback. He's a real
well. I mean, too. Yeah, because he's a good cover guy, but the only thing is they said where the question mark might be is stopping the run because he only weighs like 175 pounds. So that'll be the question mark. But, you know, so far the Ravens have not been bad when it came to draft picks, especially on defense.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know what's so sad about the whole situation? So they let a college coach text them to tell them to take somebody, but then you got Kool-Aid, I mean lemonade store out there from Alabama. Now Kool-Aid.
Well, then what they said about Kool-Aid was he has a something with his foot, so they don't know when and if he's gonna get surgery. So that was the other reason why they didn't take him.
Man,
oh, believe if he in that second round that was today.
Yep.
If he's still around, they're gonna pick him up.
Well, they need to go ahead and draft Minute Maid. I mean Kool-Aid because Kool-Aid, man, he did pretty good last year. Now he did pretty good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what shocked me out of the whole draft last night is that once again they allow one of the best wide receivers, Worthy, to go to Kansas City. I mean, once again, I mean, like I'm looking at it, this guy like fast, he run his route. I was like, how do these people keep letting Kansas City win with wide receivers?
Well, did you pay attention to what happened though? Did you pay attention to what happened?
They moved up.
Yes, and who did they get to pick from? Buffalo. What happened when Patrick Mahomes came out? Kansas City traded with Buffalo to move up to get Patrick Mahomes. So who you blame is the Buffalo Bills.
But Buffalo
because the Buffalo Bills Buffalo Bills need a wide receiver since they ain't got Stephon Diggs.
They just keep trading everybody. Buffalo Bills.
So it's not the NFL, it's the Buffalo Bills. To go along with Hollywood Brown, who they picked up. So now they got Hollywood Brown. So they have a fast receiver, not as fast as the Cheetah, but he is fast to go along with what they drafted yesterday, last night.
So who the hell is the Cheetah?
Oh, Lord, you better.
He played for your team.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Please don't say it. Hey, Gerard.
He played for the Dolphins.
Why you?
Hey, I told you. I haven't been keeping up with nothing.
No, that's the problem. You should have been keeping up with your team. How you could drive around and have the how you can drive around and wear their jersey and you can't then go know who the cheat is? The cheat is
I don't even wear the jersey.
Oh Lord,
maybe if I would have said Tyreek Hill, he would know what I'm talking about.
I just said Tyreek Hill. Come on,
Lucifer.
Was the cheater?
Yeah, that's his name, Cheater.
Oh, okay. What's he got things on slacking old right here?
Man, you look, that's the problem. You should know your team.
I do know my team. They're the Dolphins. Now
okay. All right, so who the cheat is now?
I already said Tyreek Hill, sir.
Okay, okay, so who's your tight end right now?
That guy. Now would you say that guy? That's all you gotta say, bro. That guy.
Sometimes he move in motion.
Yep.
Sometimes he hit a little. He hit a little pin down spin. With a little zigzag in and out move. Hey, look.
Sometimes he hit him with a little razzle dazzle. That's all you need. That's all you gotta say, bro. You ain't gotta say no names. It's understood.
No. Yeah, we understand that. I mean, you know, but I'll tell y'all this, and I'm about to change the subject right quick. What do you guys think about the way how you see how calm and cool, collective the conversation about P. Diddy went away? Y'all ain't paying no attention to this, right? Pay attention now.
It's still there, but it's not as bad as it was. But there's still whispers. But it's not. You know what I'm saying?
So why is that?
I don't know.
You know, somebody told me the other day.
Well, real quick, they saying that they moving on to the next person. The next person is coming. The next person that they coming after. So the next person is supposed to be allegedly, possibly, is Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So that's who they moving on to next, Jay-Z and Beyonce. But
so, y'all, come on, man. Look, think about it for a second. So P. Diddy, right? He was a billionaire. He's still a billionaire. Don't y'all think that it's a reason why this is happening to him? And I know we talked about this briefly. I know that we talked about it more than briefly, but don't y'all think that, like, once you get some kind of, like, and trust me and believe me now, I'm not saying that what he did is right. I'm just saying when you get money, you think that you can do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? And you can't be that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, but don't y'all think that if they go at Jay-Z and Beyonce, then that should be a red flag for all of us. Because we should be thinking like, man, and they taking down all the billionaires. Then I took Kanye West down. You know what I mean? Even though we know why. You know what I'm saying? But look,
Yeezy done went and jumped on that Metro Boom and Future damn beat, and they had to tell him to take it down. But Yeezy, like, he fine, like, he good.
You think so?
I don't know. I think a lot of it is a lot of stuff he says, I believe he believes it, and then some of the stuff he says is to stay relevant. Just say random.
Man, look, let me tell you this. Kanye West would, if he just keep his mouth and keep his opinion to himself sometime, you know, that man was actually, he was moving over, like, with the Taylor Swift stuff. He had his own fans, man. I mean, remember when 50 Cent put out his second album and he said that he's going to do more than Kanye West, and Kanye West just put out a simple album and did more than 50 Cent?
Mm-hmm.
And then think about all his, you know, like when he started doing all his little shows and all that stuff like that, his album release party, just think about how many people show up to that. Think about how many people like buying his stuff. You know what I'm saying? Do we agree with him? No. I mean, I just ordered me a Yeezy from Adidas the other day. It should be here on Monday. This would be my first one. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, am I supporting Adidas or am I supporting Kanye right at this moment?
Supporting both. Well, then he go. I thought Yeezy just got a deal with Nike. So whatever you get from whatever Yeezys that Adidas have, they trying to unload them, because I thought he came out with a a new line with Nike.
Yeah.
It's like the Kyrie Irving thing. Like, not to bring up sports, but just the situation. Kyrie Irving, he went with another shoe deal, but if you go on certain Hibbit, I guess Hibbit, City Gear, or Foot Locker, or whatever, they still selling Kyrie's.
Yeah.
They still selling them. So, but back to the whole P. Diddy thing, though, like, within all of the foolishness, there's some truth to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Are they taking down billionaires? Yeah, but also
African-American. If
you're giving them, you know what I mean? Like, whatever your sexual preferences are, that's your business. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day,
think about it, brother, not to cut you off, and, you know, and hold your thought right there. But why, like, when we don't realize that, like, what's like really going on. So you tell me something I did 20 years ago, I should be held accountable right now.
It all depends on what you did 20 years ago.
No, statute of limitations should have been already gone, right? So you think if I win the lottery and I win, but think about if I win millions and millions of dollars, how somebody can come for me and say I did something to them? I'm just saying, once again, I'm not saying that what he did was right. I'm just saying that if I got all this money, why should my past when I was 16 years old come up to hunt me when I'm 40 something or 50 something or 60 something years old?
Yeah. To me, is based off of, to me, whatever what the crime was. If you stole some bubble gum out of the 7-Eleven, okay. I mean, now come on now, bubble gum and 7-Eleven. But if you know what I'm saying, if you mentally, physically abuse it, and then there is a paper trail of people, that's, you know what I'm saying, then I think there should be some accountability. Some, you know, that's just how that's how I look at it.
So
I look at it far as saying, what exactly was done. What my thing is, what did he do?
But that's what,
because he like,
so I'm thinking outside the box here. So I'm saying, like, for me, like, if I'm worth $100 million and I just found out that, bam, and somebody came and said, hey, you did this, is it right for me to actually, like, even though I knew I did it back in the days, is it right, 20, 30 years ago, is it right for me to actually give this person $10 million out of my $100 million so they can be quiet?
The thing about that is, at the end of the day, you have a choice. So these are your choices. Your choices is, I pay you the money, throw in the NDA, this is never to be brought up again, or I fight it public opinion, and then let the chips fall where they may.
You know public opinion win. You know public opinion always win.
Exactly. So, and at the end, and that's what I'm saying. That is why a lot of times they pay out Because that means if you don't pay out, all your dirty little secrets are going to come out. Because all his secrets are not out. Some of his secrets are out. Not all of his secrets are out. So whatever it is, I'd rather pay and it not be talked about versus me being like, well, I ain't paying. I'm not paying shit. We can take this. We can take this to court. Now all your little secrets, now every last bit of your secrets is coming out. So to me, you it's one of those damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you fight it, okay, yeah, you're gonna look and you know, public opinion, you're gonna look a certain way. But then when the stuff come out, oh shit, I should have just paid him. I should have just paid him. Call this a day. Let it be what it's gonna be. Because at the end of the day, the stuff is out.
Yeah.
So did he lose stuff? Yeah, he did. Not saying he lost, you know, far as money, but he lost brands and stuff like that. But
no.
But also as a community of black people, we will trash you today and open our arms up to you the next day.
That's right.
Because no, somewhere somebody's playing.
You said we do
Puff Daddy's music. We'll open our arms and embrace him and bring him back in. You know how many people waiting for R. Kelly to? You know how many people waiting on R. Kelly to get out of jail so they can listen to that concert? Go to that concert. That motherfucker get out. Come on now.
But you know what? I mean, we did what, and trust me and believe me. Once again, what I'm about to say, I don't want nobody to actually say, "Hey, man, this man thinking that R." Look, R. Kelly. What he did, what he did is bad. You know what I'm saying? But he sings some good. His songs are really, really good. And like you said, a lot of people are waiting on him to get out. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't gonna be able to. He ain't getting out till he like 60 something years old. So he ain't gonna be able to perform no bump and grind.
Let me tell you something. Bump and grind. Let me tell you something.
Your hip gonna need replacement.
Let me tell you something. This man get out when he's 60 some years. This man get out when he's 60 some years old. You got this whole age group of ours. If they not dead, they will be at the Ovens Auditorium dancing till you remind me of a Jeep. Bojangles, yeah, be dancing till you you remind me of a Jeep.
You can imagine him saying,
"Think about
I
it.
Don't see Think nothing from." His voice gonna be raspy. You know, I don't see nothing. Oh, let me quit.
And all you gonna see,
go ahead, brother,
is some big draws being thrown up on the stage because they're all gonna be old. They're all gonna be older women. So, gonna see a bunch of bunch of braziers being slung up there.
Braziers,
but really? See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I knew you was gonna catch that. That's why I said it.
Doc Holliday, what's gonna be next? You ain't wearing no bustle.
You know what I'm saying? Think about it. When the thing with Bill Cosby, he literally set up a whole tour to do. You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to be doing a tour, so he was gonna. Hey, it is what it is. People gonna talk shit. Then it's gonna be the memes, the jokes, all this other stuff. But I bet you if you go to a house party somewhere on the East Coast, somebody gonna be playing something that was done by Puffy. Because at that point, can you separate the man from the music?
Yeah.
It all depends on if the man is in the mirror.
Yeah. Mm. Michael Jackson.
That's true. It all depends.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. The thing about it is that, you know, a lot of people went out to his party. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, man. White, black, Asian. You know. A lot of people went out to his party and they jumped on that big bed and and all that stuff like that he had out there. They ate the crab salad and they ate the shrimp salad and they had some tofu.
Remember that.
And they had some caviar and they had some Ciroc and all this stuff like that. And he wanted to, you know, he wanted to take a picture with them. So he put his hands around their arms and all that stuff like, you know, but what the thing about it is that P. Diddy been doing that, whatever he was doing, whatever they're accusing him of, he's been doing it for so, so long. You know what I'm saying? And the saddest part about it, I didn't like how the way they, you know, brought all the military trucks to his house, like, and, you know, and that's kind of sad, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, if you're going to take the man to jail, just go ahead and take him to jail. You know what I'm saying? But y'all saying he got little underage girls or doing sex trafficking and all that stuff like that. You know, just come on, man. If you got something on the man, just go ahead and take him. Why? I mean, like, now we in suspense. We sitting up here, we thinking like, man, P. Diddy about to go to jail, man. You know what I'm saying? Because all the stuff that they got on him, you know?
P. Diddy ain't going to jail. P. Diddy going to drop names. He's going to drop names. Mm. Gonna drop names.
Oh,
whoa, that's what's going on.
And think about what 50 Cent said. So I did. Now I know why 50 Cent is mad with P. Diddy, because his baby mama, P. Diddy used to mess with the baby mama. So I didn't even know all this.
I think it was a bunch of stuff.
Like, huh?
Yeah, but I think it's a bunch of stuff. I think it was that. Because I heard the same thing. I saw the same clip on that. It was that, but then, like 50 said, ain't no man should be asking to be talking about taking another man shopping.
No, I'm saying that he been on Diddy case for a while. P. Diddy, every time Diddy do something, P. Diddy on. So the reason why I'm saying this is from what I read is that, you know, Diddy messed with his baby mama.
Yeah, I think that started that. That more than likely that started it. But then you gotta think about it. When you go back and you play those clips of some of the stuff that Puffy says, it is questionable.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Now I gotta agree with you, man.
So that's really what 50 be like leaning on. It'd be like the stuff that Puffy be done said to him or be done said to someone else. And you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no man should be calling another man daddy. Yeah, what's your party, daddy? I'm talking about party. What type of party is that? And I don't want nothing to do with it. I'm just saying.
Just gonna play a little twist of that song.
We up here, I mean, we doing this podcast and we bring a guest up, you know what I'm saying? He is high profile person. I'm not even gonna, you know, say a real person name or whatever. And they look at you, G-Man, and say, you know what, G-Man, we ain't never party. I mean, party. How the hell you gonna take that?
I just go ahead and say, man, what are you talking about? Party. Because if you're talking about
But his response is, you know what I mean? Party. Why you acting like that, daddy? See, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Some men don't mind being called daddy by another man because they ain't being daddy called by the girl. So think about it now. So what I mean by that is that, what's up, daddy? Hey, man, what are you talking about, brother? You know what I'm saying? Now,
this ain't back in the 70s when they used to say, this ain't back in the 60s and the 70s, nigga. What's up, that cat daddy? That's different. That's different. Mm-mm.
Yeah, you got me thinking now, man. I mean, P. Diddy.
Yeah.
P. Diddy, he tried to groom them right.
And Ro, this one's for you. You know what I'm saying? You out at a some type of, you know, gathering. And somebody walk up to you. Somebody walk up to you and be like, hey, man, well, I think one day me and you should hang out. You know what I'm saying? Go shopping. My treat. The hell look? What the hell you gonna, I mean, what I'm saying? I already know the look you gonna give. I already know. Come on, daddy. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to hang out, man. Daddy, fuck you talking about?
Who's daddy? My name is Rob. Who's daddy?
I'm talking about shopping, daddy. And as he rubbing his hands together. Oh, shit. Nah, I ain't trying to. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not shitting on Puff Daddy. I don't, like I said, everything is allegedly. There's nothing, you know what I'm saying, that says he's guilty. You know what I mean? So it's just one of them things. I think eventually, either two things gonna happen. Either it's gonna play out in the courts, or it's just gonna, like you said, it's gonna phase. And it's starting to fade out. You're still getting the memes. You're still getting the jokes. You're still getting people getting interviewed, name dropping people and stuff like that. So you know what I'm saying? You're gonna get that regardless. So I mean, but as a society, as far as the African Americans, black people, you know what I'm saying? We are the type to where, yeah, we'll clown you today. But when the shit is over, we will embrace you like ain't nothing happened. And that's just how we are as a community. So,
no, and you know what? We trifling as African Americans, though. Think about it, because we actually sit there and we try to take another one down. Look, if I could take you and roll down right now, I will. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no Diddy. I was gonna say it like Mace real quick. No, like who is it? Cam or is it Mace? Like Mace. Pause. You know what I mean? As soon as you said, yeah, I'll take you in, roll down. Okay, pause. No Diddy.
Yeah, but you think about how the way society got it already set up for us, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you know, we good for like taking our brothers and sisters down, but the other people, the other color on the other side, they don't do that. I mean, well, they stab each other in the back, but I mean, like, they stabbing it back and they smile in the face. Hee, 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 ka, ka, ka. I was like, what the freak? I would be mad if you know how to, y'all see how the way this works. But you got a bunch of people that do that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, like, our race is a little different because we hold on to things a little bit longer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when we let it go, it's
Lord.
You'll hear the whispers, but that'd be about
oh,
it.
Oh, Lord.
We move on from it. And we move on to the next person. So that's then right. The next person. Because like I said, everybody's saying it, everything started with Cat Williams being on Club Shay Shay, and now everybody's just saying shit now. That's or right. Whatever that was whispered in the entertainment world is being brought to the light.
That's right.
So that's like, I didn't get to watch Club Shay Shay yet with Amanda Seals, but at some point I'm gonna watch it. Because Shannon Sharp got drugged. They drugged him in the comments. So
why they drug him? I mean, like, what happened?
Well, I didn't watch it. I watched like a clip, but from what I was reading in the comments, you know what I'm saying? He didn't seem like he was. He showed the lack of intelligence in that interview when it came to you know, Amanda Seals and stuff. So I don't want to dig too deep in it without, because I haven't watched it yet. But that episode is like 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah, y'all know,
so that's giving up 3 hours and 10 minutes of my life.
It's already at 1 point. It's already at 1.2, 1.3. You know, million views. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, cause she would. I ain't gonna lie now, from what I heard from some of the stuff, from the clips and whatever. Yeah, she was cutting. Yeah, she went after what's her name? Oh my god, what's her name from Issa Rae from Insecure. Yep. She went after old girl from was it Floetry?
Yeah,
Floetry. So oh, yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
I'll be watching it tonight.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm gonna have to mute y'all for a second. These guys talking to me.
All right.
But yeah, nah, I ain't hear about that.
Mm-hmm. Like from, I mean, like I said, from the clips and from some of the excerpts from it. Yeah, she went after one of the clips. I did see the one about Issa Rae. I did see that one during the time when they was doing Insecure. Now the one with what's her name from Floetry, whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what she said about that situation. That's why I said I can't really dive deep into it because I gotta watch it. And that thing is like 3 hours and 10 minutes.
You might check it out.
So yeah. That'll have to be one of them. We have to check that out and maybe talk about it next week. But yeah, more than likely, it'll be on to something. Yeah, it'd been a ran this course and hit and it being on to something else. But did you ever get to watch that that Freaknik documentary?
No, I still ain't watching it yet.
Watch it?
No, because we was watching that Cosby documentary.
Oh, okay. I gotta check that out. I still haven't checked that out yet. But I seen the Freaknik documentary. I watched that.
Yeah,
it brought back it brought back some memories of stuff I saw when I was there. So
yeah. When you was out there doing your debauchery with that dirty meat.
Nah, I wasn't doing nothing. But I ain't gonna lie. Walking by them cars and seeing what was going on, I saw some stuff, but I could have sworn
you said that you was walking around with your cross color jean shorts on with the zipper down with your dick out.
Really? No.
Oh. I'm sorry.
You do know when I went it was 95. Cross color was already done made this course, done ran this course. Somebody was wearing cross colors.
Somebody was.
Cross colors was during time of In Living Color, like in the beginning. So I had already, you know.
You do realize that. There are a lot of things that faded out that people still wear.
Yeah, I didn't wear cross. I never wore cross colors.
He's bringing it back to the essence, is all I'm saying.
I never.
It's funny how you're trying to shift the conversation from to clothing instead of the part about you walking around.
Because you did. Because you did. You said I was walking around with cross colors on. I said, no, sir. I didn't wear cross colors. With
zipper down.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that, sir.
Or as you call it, with your loaded missile out, ready to launch.
You stupid. Then, nah, that didn't happen, sir. Did not happen at all. I don't know what you're talking about. But I was there in 95, bad. I think 90, 95, 96 is when I went.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got out of the military in 97, so yeah.
Yeah, but I'll do so. I got to check it out.
Yeah, it was, you know what I'm saying? Just how it started and how things turned and it ended up being what it was toward the end. And now that people keep trying to bring it back, I think the last person they tried to bring it back, they tried to make it kid friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I feel like that was one of the things that once it was gone, should have been, you know, you shouldn't bring it back. It shouldn't have been a reboot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. But it was good though. Like I said, I thought it was gonna be like a, you know, it was gonna have a bunch of episodes. It was just one.
Yeah, the same thing I was thinking too until you told me, and I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. So how long is it about? Is it like 2 hours or something?
Yeah, about 2 hours. Roughly about 2 hours.
That ain't too bad, man.
Yeah, nah. I mean, nah, because I mean you learn a lot from it because it takes you from the very beginning when it started. You know what I'm saying? Why it was what it was, and you know what I'm saying? So yeah. And what the purposes of it. Because it, I mean it changed when you had the 30 something year olds coming out there hanging out. It kind of turned. Shifted. So you have them and then you got Luke. And that's how you end up with the freak meat that it end up being toward the end. So.
I'm too bad, man. Yeah, you still got to watch that Cosby show, though.
Yeah, I got to check that. I'm going to check that out. Oh, I don't know. I might check that out. I might check that out tomorrow. I might check it out tomorrow evening. Since we're not doing a show tomorrow. I might check it out tomorrow evening.
Yeah, that Cosby one is a trip.
So.
But yeah, G-Man, if you go to, is it? Well, I said that thing was on. Wasn't Paramount?
Yeah,
you told me Paramount.
Yeah, it's on Paramount. Mm-hmm. They got the Cosby doc. It came out last year, I think. Or 2 years ago. But yeah, you got to watch it. He was a wild boy. He was wild.
I'm going to check it out.
Did you get to check out the one on Freaknik?
No, not yet. But I'm gonna be checking it out. I'll probably check it out on my way driving down the road. You know, I drive dirty. I have my iPad going, and I'll be driving and looking at the iPad, you know what I mean, on a dash, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't mess around and see one of them girls, when you watching it, see one of them girls, working. Well, it's called twerking now. It wasn't twerking back then, but you know what I'm saying?
No, it was another name that they gave it at Freaknik. Busting. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't Busting It Loose. What was the name that they gave the girls that?
You said Busting It Loose? That sounds like some Bounce TV shit. Sound like that on Bounce TV. That lines up with what's going on there, Cat Daddy? That's all that shit lined up together as one.
What's going on there, Cat Daddy? Yeah.
Yo, girl. I stopped over at Betty Lou House, and yeah, she was busting it down. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
She said she wanted some Hillshire. And the guy said, I got some hot. I got some Roger Woods for you. Oh, I want the shit. Roger Woods, dude.
Oh, real quick, I want to shout out the new listeners that we picked up in Wichita. We appreciate you downloading and listening to our show. Oh yeah. Oh, I think I sent it. I know I sent it to send it in the group chat. There was a teacher. She was caught having sex with a student. Right. Said when the police roll up on them. The student jumped out the car naked and was running.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
They jumped out the car naked. Yep.
So this teacher was, and she was married with like two kids or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
Now, is that true that they were listening to Aaliyah Rock the Boat?
I don't know. Could have been.
I heard that could've they were listening to the Lord.
Could have been. Oh, and to recap the I think the story that Ro told us about with the lesbian girl that the lesbian that sued the sperm donor for child support.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, she won, and she got 40% of his income.
Wow. I told you.
So she says she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. So now with that 40% that she's getting, she can be a stay-at-home mom now. Yep, sued him. Got 40%.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
40% of his income.
That's crazy. That's sad, dude.
So there's gonna be a lot of men that's gonna think twice before they go donate to the sperm bank.
Well, so think about it. Now you get paid now when you donate, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And you get paid. Oh, okay.
I think so. But no, how she got them was like crazy though. Right? But mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. How she found them was crazy. It was like she ended up because technically they're not gonna tell you who the donor is, but somehow she was able to find out through the place that she went, and she found him on Facebook. Befriended him on Facebook, hung out a little bit, took the cup that he was drinking from, and got his DNA.
Wow.
And that's how she was able to get him. That's how she was able to get him. She literally went on live on somewhere, and she told the story.
Oh, shoot. Mm-mm-mm.
So it shows her. And she said she befriended him on Facebook. They hung out, you know, went out and stuff like that. And then she took the cup, got the DNA from the cup. Now she get 40% of his income. So when we initially had that discussion, I was like, well, I was on the side of she wasn't going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you were on the side of, well, hey, he daddy. No matter where, you know what I'm saying? If it was at a sperm bank, whatever, that's still the dad. He going to have to pay.
That's right.
So he paying 40%.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But my thing is, if I'm that guy, I'm pissed. Because really all you had to do was ask. You didn't have to like be my friend on Facebook and then you get the cup with my DNA on it. Just ask.
So you know what's crazy? Maybe that they were friends or something. And she asked him for the...
No, she didn't even know who he was. Because they went through they went that route. And she ended up, if I'm not mistaken, I have to go back. I sent it to the group. But she ended up getting the name from somebody that works there. And I thought that stuff was supposed to be confidential. Like you're not supposed to tell the donor's name.
I would definitely be
but
suing.
But she told.
If I'm doing it,
she told.
You can tell some. I'm saying if I'm donating something, how someone can actually share that information? That's not fair.
It's not, but that was the only way she was gonna find out. Then once she found out, she looked them up on Facebook. And I think that was the crazy thing for me that she went to those links and all she had to do, I mean, really, all you had to do was ask. give me the heads up. Don't let me get them papers served on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now that, oh, to me that sets a, to me that can, it sets a precedent, because now any, you know what I'm saying, if you donated at a sperm bank, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just can come back to get you. When you thought you was helping the world. You know what I mean? Because you got some, you know, you have situations where you have women that are gay or whatever, and mm-hmm. that is the route that they're choosing to have a child and to have that happen. So, but I'm not shitting on her or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it was just kind of like messed up of how she went about getting the DNA from her. So I think that was messed up.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Then I got something else for y'all. This is a lady, black woman, black girl. She got paid $1,000 to let someone shit on her stomach.
There she is.
$1,000.
That's built different right there. That's built for it tough right
about,
there.
I ain't talking about a million. I'm talking about $1,000.
I'm gonna tell you something. Sounds hard out here, baby.
Hey, I ain't gonna shit on you. I'm just saying. That's what she did. That's what she did. But it was just like, damn. I was like, maybe I'm looking at the number wrong. And when I looked, I said, oh, she just did this shit for $1,000? That was it?
Damn. I mean, maybe it depends maybe it was like, hey, look, $1,000, it can be liquid crush.
What?
That's gonna cascade off. Then you just wash the rest of it. Maybe she was like, you know, if it's gonna be solid.
Shit is shit. I don't care what it is. I don't care how you trying to portray it. Shit.
And maybe
shit.
She was gonna do like maybe like 800 a log, and then like this one big wraparound, and you know.
Yeah. What you left for? No. No, okay. Shit is shit. I don't care.
I mean, I guess
$1,000, and that's all you get $1,000 to let somebody shit on you.
Now the question I have with that is, do they put mm-hmm. stipulations like I'ma shit on you, but you gotta let it sit there on you for like a minute or two?
I don't know.
Get up?
I don't know. I don't know. That's not my thing. I don't know. But I don't know. I would think once it hit the target, I'm going to think that'd be probably be about it.
I mean, but what if it's that's like that's the shit they get off on. So it's, I mean, literally, that's what they get off on. So it's like, now, like once I shit on you, I want to see it. I mean, like, is it like they straddling over them and they making eye contact while they do it?
I don't know.
You know,
it didn't say. I don't know. I don't know. What I guess it all depends on the person. It depends on the person that's doing the shitting. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they want that eye-to-eye contact. There's some straddling. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I would assume you straddle the person.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but I wonder, is it like, you know, some people may be like, well, don't look at me. But what if this person like, nah, I got to make eye contact with you. You know?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I guess we need to find out. We need to reach out to a person that's into that.
Well, question though, but what if they like talking big shit, like, you know, literally and figuratively, they talking big shit about what they about shitting on you, and then they got like that reverse. Instead of having an ED, it's like the ass version of it, and they sitting there just grunting and nothing is coming out. They just pooting. Like, well, do they feel bad? Do they be like coaching through it? Like,
I don't know. Hey,
you want a candy bar or something?
I'm pretty sure. I don't think that probably happened. I'm pretty sure, like, they're ready. I'm gonna assume.
Hey,
I don't think it'd be
the lady say, "Hey, look, that
Yeah, you looking at you talking about? I don't think it's gonna be a constipation thing.
No, but I'm saying though, what if he just can't perform? That's just one day he off his game. This particular night he just can't. He ready to shit on him, and then like it just reverted. Instead of
I think
like,
at that point
he just can't shit. He just pooping.
Well, at that point, if he or she is laying there and they are laying there expecting it, but it doesn't happen, I just feel like they probably still paying, at least pay him. They still pay him because it wasn't like that person was standing over them or however they do it or whatever, and that person reached up and said, "No, don't do it. I changed my mind." You know what I'm saying? Like if he couldn't seal the deal, then
you still
get that 1,000. You still get whatever the price is.
I ain't talking about the money though. I'm just talking about, do she like coaching through it, like how, you know?
I don't know. We got to ask somebody.
No, you know, I'm just saying, you know how some lady be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like fucking Rollo Dick couldn't get up and shit. Like I'm sitting there stroking it. I mean, like, do she like pat him on the back? Like, it's okay. Does she just,
I don't know. You know,
do she open his butt cheeks for him to see if that's going to help him to be able to shit? Like, I'm asking.
That's getting a little. I don't know. That's getting a little weird. I don't know. I don't know.
You brought the story.
We have to ask. Yeah, I brought the story up, but you are asking. See, I brought the story up, but you instead of you staying on 521, you jumped off on 485, and now I mean I'm stuck. Like I can't get in the next lane to get on 485. Like I'm stuck.
That's probably what he's saying. He can't get to that next.
I can't help
fully shit on him.
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that question.
And then what if growling and they look in each other's eyes and like he got nothing for him?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Like, I mean, like, did she just tap his chest?
I don't know.
It's okay. We can try again tomorrow.
I don't know. I'm at a loss. I don't know. I really didn't think it that far. I just like read the story and then just brought it up, so I don't know. I don't know.
So
yeah.
So instead of having like dick pills, he got like.
I don't know, man.
Shit sit to the side that he just eat. Try to see.
Man, I don't know. I'm at a loss.
He got a little X-Lax pill in the corner. You go ahead and go and pop one.
I don't know.
Hey. I mean, I don't need this pill all the time, so don't judge me.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
You brought the story up. Don't give me any because I decided to go down the rabbit hole with you. You done got quiet. You Google searched it.
No, I did not.
No.
I'm trying to find another story.
I'm gonna stop that. I'm just, you know, just asking, you know.
Something. How you feel about what Stephen A. Smith said, saying black people relate to Donald Trump? And now he's backtracking it now. You know what he said, but
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even hear it. I would have to, let me pull this. Maybe it's, was it like, was he, what was the point he was trying to put with it? Or that was the point?
I think it was the point.
Was it because of the sneakers?
Yeah. I mean, it had nothing to do with the sneakers.
Oh. I think G-Man said he copped a pair.
Yeah. He said, well, he said he got the Yeezy.
He unmuted. But Rock, quick. That unmute came quick. It was like, hold on now. Get that tail on. Hold on now, player. Let me holler at you. But honestly, I mean, I don't know. Let me see. Well, what's your take on it?
Take on what? Donald Trump?
Yeah, what Stephen A. said about black people and Donald Trump.
Saying that black people can relate to Donald Trump.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all this, and a lot of people might not understand where I'm coming from, but my sister, who is a business owner in Silver Spring, Maryland, she said that she had a lot of money when Donald Trump was president. You know, I had to actually correct her. I said, so think about it. So each president, when they sign something in law, it take like 4 years for actually like get started. So I was like, Trump presidency was riding off of Barack Obama. So think about Barack Obama, what all he was trying to do. His last 4 years in office, you know what I mean? So what he set in presidency and all that stuff like that, a lot of people don't understand is that we were benefiting. But what Trump did is Trump actually made sure that people who own businesses, they actually, like people like us, you know what I mean? We had to pay for the people who own businesses, you know what I'm saying? And I, you know, so the people who had businesses, they actually got a little credit. So that's why a lot of people like African-Americans who own businesses love Trump, because he was making sure that the rich get richer. But I mean, like, I still had to pay taxes. You know what I'm saying? My sister didn't have to pay taxes. She ended up getting $100,000 more than what she applied. I mean, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How the way that worked?
Yeah.
So I mean, so what Stephen A. Smith is trying to say is that he should actually say, like, when Trump was president, I had a lot of money. I had to pay no taxes. That's what he should have said.
Yeah.
I just sent y'all something to the group chat real quick. Some reason we can't escape it. We can't escape it. That was a straight up movie fact. Steven Seagal.
Oh, Seagal.
And his song Strut.
I did not know the name of the album was Songs from the Crystal Cave. I did not know that.
Oh, wow.
Man, that I did not see.
I didn't really think we needed to know all that. Well, I still ain't listen to it.
Are you talking about the whole album?
Yeah, the whole album. I still ain't listen to it.
Oh, shit. I mean, I'm going to listen to it just off the sake of getting a laugh. I feel like that's one of those you probably want to do while you're at work. You know, when you just start laughing and you see people looking at you like, hey, look. I'm not crazy. Just don't pay me no attention. But I feel like you'll start singing to the songs, though.
I don't think I would.
Because you'd be laughing at it.
I don't think I would. I would be laughing, but I don't think I would sing the song. Because then at that point, You're trying to mimic the way he's singing the song. And he's trying to mimic the Jamaican accent. So it makes it worse. But did y'all know Joe Pesci did a rap song?
No.
Did y'all know that? Yes.
No, I did not know that.
He did. Joe Pesci had a rap song. Yep.
I know Pee Wee Herman did the Pee Wee Shuffle.
Pee Wee was doing a lot. He was doing a whole lot of shuffling and touching of himself.
Oh, Lord.
don't do Herms like that.
I'm just saying.
He said, hey, look, everybody like to have a little fun every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? But don't forget now, when you was at work Tuesday, I got home when I had called you back, and you answered, I heard you go, Hunter, Hunter.
No, I did not. I did not.
I thought you had been added to the playlist. I was like, oh, shit.
No, I did not.
What you doing there? What you doing there, Cuddy?
I'm about to send y'all Joe Pesci's. His is called Wise Guy. That's the name of his rap song.
That makes sense.
I sent it to the group. Yeah.
Quarantines and everything in there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I hear you listening to it now.
Did you say bitches?
He says the bitches that'll get you. He says the bitches that'll get you.
Did you see the way he just walked up on the start?
I only made it past that part of the song, so I have not listened to the whole song. I just got to that part and I stopped because I couldn't stop laughing. Oh, it's the bitches that'll get you. Oh, hell. What the fuck is this?
Goddamn.
Yes, sir.
That's the one. I don't know. This will make it the playlist, though. I ain't gonna.
You say, it might hit the playlist?
This will make it the playlist. Man, why I won't look me fucking. Yeah, that may be the one. I ain't gonna lie to you. That may be the last day of the work week to get that, to get you going right there.
Or when you at work and you got another vendor throw candy at your feet. That's the song to get your hype. It's the bitches that get you.
There's always one. There's always
one. I'm just saying, you know. Oh, you gotta, man. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta play that wise guy on them. That's all you gotta do.
See what you say? I may have it queued up.
Did you just throw a bag of Hershey miniatures at my feet? Bitches that'll get you. Let me stop. You just can't sing. You can't, when somebody do that, you can't even do Steven Seagal's song. You got to do Joe Pesci on it. You got to. You have to. You can't do that Steven Seagal song. It just don't hit the same.
Nah. I agree with you. I agree with you on that. That's what we did right there.
Did this motherfucker throw some Kit Kats at my goddamn feet? The fuck wrong with you? Nigga, you good? You turn around, you look at that store manager and say, it's the bitches that'll get you. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh man. Hey, sometimes motherfuckers will try you. You may lose it. You may lose yourself in the moment. But you hold it, you know what I'm saying? But you hold it down though. Once you calm down a little slightly, you be like, damn, I could have handled that a little bit differently. I ain't mad at myself that I didn't, but damn, I could have handled that a little bit differently.
Yeah. So I mean, I was just saying, so now you got that that go to song whenever you see him tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like I said, it's crazy. I'm like anticipating and hoping that something is in my section so I can go ahead and tell him. So that way he can see me do what I tell him I'm going to do. And that's putting his shit across that goddamn floor.
We're going to walk in there. That motherfucker going to take all the goddamn seasonings, all the damn seafood bread. Going to throw all that shit with them chips at.
I fucking told you. Hold that thought, player. Go grab that bug and rake your whole goddamn shelf down. Have all your shit boogied up.
Did this motherfucker throw House of Archery in my goddamn chip display? Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? You love them, they'll be like, hey, look, sometimes you gotta take a metal drainage pipe to a bitch.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
I mean, hey, look, that's how you acting. That's how you acting. Then I'm not doing my best service to everybody if I don't let you know that you acting like a bitch. And I feel like, you know, as a man, you should untuck your dick and stop acting in such manners. But I will say, with all due respect, hey, look, let me holler at you. With all due respect, I need you to stop acting like a little bitch. You know,
yeah, I mean,
you seem like you got the potential of being good people, but right now, I'm not sure.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe y'all can have that conversation tomorrow, since you know you normally see him on the weekends.
Yeah. Cause it seemed like you ain't seemed like you got on the blue fitted and outfit right now, so I need you to calm down.
Yeah, motherfucker got on a whole goddamn onesie in this bitch.
Just relax. Relax. Breathe. It's okay. your voice is starting to crack. You going in, you going to another octave that I don't think that your body frame is good for. So just calm down.
Exactly.
Fucking handled it.
We're not doing it for the listeners outside of stereo. But like I said, this podcast is being streamed. It's gonna be streamed everywhere. So for the listeners we have, we will not be on tomorrow. We'll be back next week. More than likely, we probably will be doing two episodes. So it'll probably be what, Friday and Saturday?
Yeah.
So
we have the whole band in here.
Oh yeah.
We have the easy sounds.
Here we go.
Of Warren Wardell on the sax. Jumping JP.
Jumping JP.
Come back to me.
You stupid. Oh, hell.
I'm just saying, you know how y'all do.
And we'll also have Ro playing the little triangle thing, whatever you want to call it, the triangle thing, whatever that thing is.
Yeah, the triangle. Yeah.
But like I said, I want to thank, like I said, thank everybody that
absolutely
that's been streaming, that has been streaming the podcast. San Jose, Canada, Wichita, North Carolina, South Carolina, you know what I'm saying?
Nebraska,
Nebraska, Tennessee, Virginia. Virginia. So we appreciate it. Yep, Georgia also. So yeah, we appreciate it. Appreciate you riding with us.
Yeah. Oh, did we say India? Since we did hit India.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You know, we out here steady growing.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
No.
And we're also part of the Melanin Network. So we're happy about that. So this podcast is being streamed all over Africa right now. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, that's good right there. That's good.
So
yeah, he'll make a move.
Definitely appreciate it. Definitely.
Anybody got anything else? We can go ahead and round this one on out.
Well, I already said what I had need to say.
Me too.
You know, I'll double up. With
oh,
you
yeah. No,
thank you, everybody.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm going to say one more thing. Because, see, G-Man was muted out. So, G-Man, did you hear what I told the story with the young black lady accepted $1,000 and she let someone shit on her stomach? Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She let somebody shit on her stomach for $1,000.
These people don't understand. They can get sick off of feces.
But she said that was one cool ass $1,000. All she had to do was lay down. She was like, she got to take a bath anyway. So it's like, there was no hard work. There was no hard work. It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? No manual labor to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm just saying. That was one cool ass 1,000 she made.
So people built different. Some people are built different.
Some I'm people are.
She said, don't shit on me. Obviously he did. But hey, I'm just saying.
I mean, like I said, it could all just depend on, you know, what type a dump was coming. Maybe that control.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was. I think it was $1,000, and that was what it was.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a you know what I'm saying? Oh, 500 if it's a hard one. 1,000 if it was loose. I don't think it was. I think it was just $1,000. Yeah, what I think. I'm just saying.
I mean, what if he was paying her a little more, but then mid-shit, he realized it wasn't going to be quite as a thick load, and then he would just
Lord.
Yo, I'm just going to do it. I just got to give you a G on this one.
Well, I think it didn't dive into it. It just said that she, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. One more thing before we go. There was another thing. This girl was being interviewed on a podcast. And they asked her, what was the freakiest thing that she's ever done?
Mm-hmm.
She said that her dad nutted on a towel. I guess he was, you know, masturbating. Nutted on a towel. She went behind him and got it. She used one of those suctions. she took the vibrator to play with herself, and then she put it, you know, dropped the sperm in her.
Oh my goodness.
I remember you sending that. I seen that one.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, she
that's dead, dangerous, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is wrong with these people? I mean, like, what is really wrong with these people?
Yeah. Nah. It's always something. It's always something.
Yep, I figured I'd end the show on a high note and give y'all something to think about tonight.
Come back.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
That's crazy.
It is. That's why I sent it in the group chat when I saw it. I was like, No, she didn't.
These people.
So, yep. But we're going to go ahead and wrap this one on up. And like I said, we'll be back next weekend.
That's right.
And, like I said, we appreciate everybody that stopped by on stereo.
That's right.
We didn't have any messages, but we appreciate you stopping by, listening. I don't have anything else. Y'all got something?
No, I'm good.
I'm good. Sometimes, what about you, bro?
Sometimes in life, you got to sit back and think, this is life.
That's a great quote, Bo. I like that.
Okay, well, I'm going to round it out with my own quote. Instead of going to the sperm bank, I guess you just shoot off in a sock. You won't have to wait and pay 40%. You got to pay 40% of your wages there. For child support. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, that was just my random saying. But all right, guys. Go ahead and close this one out. Holla at y'all. All right, we're out.